T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got for us, Grumpy?
Speaking of Grumpy, you want to hear from Kevin Durant, who's always in a crappy mood?
Yep. Leave him alone, man. He plays for Golden State. I don't mind you rip ever. Just don't rip my teams, jerky.
I got to ask you this. I don't know. Maybe we should ask you this after we play this thing, but is he the most unlikable person in all of sports now?
Unlikable superstar.
Just no, in general. Who do you dislike
not
more?
Not out in the Bay Area. They love him.
No, I love him.
I'm Kevin Durant fatigue at this point. You want to hear from him?
What are you tired of? Being one of the best players in the game.
One of the all-time frontrunners. Here you go.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody. Just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Come on, bro. I come here and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
We're talking to the media.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you?Ell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
He does get asked about free agency. By the way, the NBA, more than any other sport, people look ahead to free agency in the off season in July, and nobody ever plays the season out. I agree with him.
No, I agree, too. He ain't caused no problems, like he said. I do agree. I think that's a double negative, but anyway.
He's a little annoying, though, KD.
Little?
Yeah.
Yeah? Let me ask you, if he was on your team, Jerky, would it be okay?
Hey, if no one cared, I guess you wouldn't get $200 million, right?
That's true, yeah. But if he was on my
maybe
team,
no one
he'd be
should
my
cover
guy.
The league, and no one should care about his.
But all
his
they
free
talk about
up here.
Well, they talk about his free agency all the time because they always talk about him going to the Clippers.
He can sign an extension if he wants people to leave him alone.
He's waiting for the offseason. He'll see what's
take
out
less
there
money
and see
and
what
sign
kind
if
of money
people are bothering you so much.
And I think the part that bothers him is your fan base. When they find out you want to leave, they don't. It pisses them off. Look how we treated LeBron when he wanted to leave.
Yeah, you're right. Him, Kyrie, and Zion are going to be good in New York next year.
There you go. We ain't talking about the draft and free agency. What else
maybe
you have?
Maybe the biggest front runner of all time.
Really? You think he's the biggest front runner?
I have to think about that. He's definitely
pretty
up
close.
There. He's definitely up there. I mean, he joined the Warriors.
Let's just say this. That list seems to be getting bigger and growing.
No, it is. You're right. But he's right up there. Got to be top three, minimum.
All right, we go to college football for this next deal here, and we always talk about guys that are retread hires, right? It seems like these guys, like the Jeff Fishers of the world, always seem to land on their feet and find something.
He's always going to be named in this.
Art Briles is the one guy who is not being recycled. He can't find a job anywhere. Remember, he almost had that job with the Hamilton Tiger Cats? Yeah. And they said no at like the last minute.
He's damaged goods.
He's very damaged goods.
So he interviewed for the offensive coordinator position at Southern Miss. And people on campus were so pissed off. This like woman's group on campus wrote this whole letter to the athletics department and said, we don't want this guy on campus because a football win is not worth risking the safety of our campus. And they don't want this goon on the campus. And they actually won. Because Southern Miss came out and said, we're not going to hire this guy. The coach was actually ticked off. But anyway, Art Briles, the only untouchable guy in the coaching circle.
Man, He's gonna have trouble.
He is toxic.
He is gonna have trouble finding a job in high school.
He can't get a job in
high
school.
I'm dead serious.
I know.
Because this is always gonna pop up.
Yep. Well, it's pretty bad.
People think he coaches, your players can do whatever they want.
I mean, you heard all the stories that went on there.
Oh,
Baylor was just
Wild West.
As toxic as there's been in the last 20 or 30 years.
It was wilder than the Wild West.
You're right.
What else you got, Woody?
All right, we had an incident on Twitter yesterday, and this is not the Josh Friedman posting a picture with his cat incident. This is the Zach Krantz versus The Rock incident.
Oh!
Separate incident.
What happened?
You don't want to comment on the first one? So anyway.
All you want me to do is rip Josh that he's sensitive on.
So The Rock
wants everybody to know he's a Democrat.
Now, I don't know how this picture came back up, and maybe Zach can help us with this. The Rock posted a picture back in 2011 of him wearing a Virginia Cavaliers shirt because his nephew plays ball over at Virginia. So somehow this picture came back up. Zach goes on Twitter and says, "Gotta know this isn't a good look, right? I mean, damn." Did I do that well?
No, it was good. Well done.
Zach's cool, cool guy, Twitter voice.
Yeah.
So The Rock writes back, "I'm a Kane till the death, my friend. My nephew plays ball for Virginia, so kindly F off."
Rock told me to go bleep myself. I'll tell you exactly how I saw it.
Zach quickly backtracked and was obviously starstruck.
What do you mean, backtracked?
"I appreciate the quick response, Mr. Rock."
Yeah.
He didn't say Mr. Rock, but he said, "I appreciate the quick response. Hope you gave it Kane's football the same answer back I saw from their account. So kindly respond to them, too. Otherwise, happy for your nephew."
And then I said, "You can come respond on the show tomorrow morning if you want, the flagship station of the University of Miami."
So let me ask you, with everything going on in your life, I just want to get back to this for a second.
Sure.
Everything going on in your life, how do you have time to follow Rock and see that?
Okay, good. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't follow The Rock
on
Twitter.
Well, can you first bring the, let me get to this. I do follow The Rock.
But I don't follow The Rock.
How did this picture come back up?
The Kane,
it was from
2011. The Canes football,
it was 7 years old.
The Canes football official account, University of Miami Canes football account.
I saw they tweeted some
13 hours ago.
Why, though?
A crying emoji and some other emoji. And then Mike Cugno from CBS4 wrote, "Uh-oh." And then I saw it and I retweeted the picture.
But where did it come from? It was from 2011, the original picture.
I never saw the picture before. 13 hours ago, I'm looking at it right now, the official Canes football account retweeted it. So I saw it from their page because I follow Canes football.
So this is not something you just wrote. This is a long time ago. You tweeted out
this was yesterday.
This was all yesterday, but the original photo somehow resurfaced yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know how that
happened.
Canes
football. I don't follow Rock.
But like, so you were bothered by Rock with the Virginia?
No, I didn't care. I just said, "Oh, it's not a good look for Rock. He's in a Virginia Cavaliers shirt."
Now, I follow The Rock. I'm anxious to see when Jumanji 5 is coming out. He can steal some more of my money, but...
Yeah, so I just wrote that thing. Well, let me tell you something. He was getting crushed by this picture yesterday because Canes football tweeted it out.
I'd love him to come on. I thought you did a nice job inviting him to come on.
I did. I said, "You can come on tomorrow morning."
The last season of Ballers.
So did he really say F you?
That tweet was... I mean, that tweet, I think, has been retweeted like 2,500 times. The one where he told me to go bleep myself.
At the time of printing this morning, it was only retweeted 17 times.
Oh, 17 times?
You're off by about 2,400.
I got to start getting out there.
Oh, like that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It was like,
you know what? Tonight, I'm going to
2,100 times.
Tonight, I want to start, as soon as I figure out how to do this Twitter thing, I want to start trolling people and writing stuff.
I didn't realize that.
You're also off by about 2,100 on your like count, but that's okay.
Really? Well, I'm looking at it right now.
Now he's taking shots, man.
2,127 right now. 2,128. People are still doing it.
Anyway, what else you got, Wood, besides that?
I got nothing left.
I didn't know about all that stuff.
I thought it was funny. Let me tell you something. I tweeted that thing out, and 30 seconds later, he wrote me back. So he was getting crushed by this picture from the Canes account. "Bad look. What are you doing, Rock?" He was getting killed. And this one, I didn't even realize it was an old picture.
He said it was family, right? What did he say it was?
He said it was his. "My nephew plays for Virginia, so kindly bleep off."
Well, you got it right? If it's family, I guess maybe if you'd have told everybody would.
I'll be honest with you. I just thought it was weird because I saw it from the Canes account. And the Canes account gave him like a crying emoji. Like they were kind of like upset. So I just wrote back, "Oof, gotta know this ain't a good look."
It was a good fight. I mean, Zach cowered at the end, but it was a good fight for a little bit. I'm a little bit afraid of The Rock, too, by the way.
I'm not really afraid of The Rock. Listen, the best thing that could happen for my career is he comes down here and punches me in the face. Maybe I'll get some of that Jumanji money.
I think he's still the highest paid guy in Hollywood, isn't
he? Yeah. Come down here, Rock. I even wrote on there afterwards.
Just highway
to
robbery.
The Canes football account. Also, let's get him down for the spring game. He can give me the people's elbow. We can do it for charity.
I'm sure he'll be coming down here.
Yeah.
He must live down here. Some point, he does. Right?
He and his ex-wife gave a lot of money to University of Miami. Mm-hmm. Wrote a big check.
How about Joe Rose maturing here? By the way, guy posts a picture with a therapy cat, and he doesn't even comment.
I know. That was well done by him.
I'm not going after Josh and his Twitter. I didn't realize, though, Josh is very sensitive on his Twitter account. Very sensitive. I'll tell you who's not sensitive. The guy coming up next in just a couple of minutes, Manny Diaz, is going to join us, Miami Hurricanes head coach. So stay with us. We'll talk a lot of stuff, man, with that transfer portal and the Canes. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.